multi-payer system for the National Health Insurance, or the NHI. This system, according to a statement by COSATU, is an attempt by the department to water down and destroy the NHI. Let's speak to COSATU spokesperson Sizwe Pamlo, joins us on the line. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Pamlo. Good morning.
Morning to you and listeners.
Yeah, just if you will break it down in very simple terms, because I know that the NHI is typical, it's quite complicated and the way in which it works. But just explain, break it down to us, what exactly it is that you are taking issue with here.
Look, we are aware that the minister has been meeting leaders of medical aid schemes, promising the continuation with the current status quo of the fragmentation of medical insurance funds. But you will remember that in 2014, the ANC promised that they were going to create a publicly funded and publicly administered NHI fund. And including in the white paper that was released by Minister Motsoaledi in 2015, that is what the white paper promised. But now, just a couple of weeks before the ANC policy conference, we see the department hurriedly trying, without discussing with the ANC itself, without waiting for the National Policy Conference next month, they are already making these kinds of promises. And these kinds of promises are actually changing the form in which the NHI was proposed, including in the white paper. So we, as COSATU, are saying that when you look at the fact that in South Africa, we are highly an unequal society with very high unemployment, and it can only be through a single payer and a single passenger, single purchaser fund that we will be able to really help the poor and the unemployed to be able to get the same kind of quality health care as the employed. Because once you bring in medical aid schemes, like we have seen, for example, with Obamacare, is that then the cost will go up, because the problem we have currently is the fact that the private healthcare sector is really not focusing on delivering health, but is just focused on making profits and making money. So we are worried that the NHI that we voted for, that we supported in 2014, is being changed. And we know where this comes from. It started with the sidelining of the progressive people inside the department who were actually driving the NHI, and the introduction of the US-based Clinton Health Access Initiative, the so-called Clinton Foundation, who now are acting as advisors to the Department of Health. And the ANC has not been consulted on this, and none of the social stakeholders or social partners have actually been engaged.
You know, what I'm hearing you say is that, I mean, I even said it in the introduction, you feel like this is watering down and the NHI, and what you feel is like the rich are being given an escape clause of some sort. I mean, is it your feeling that we should not even have that option of those who want to pursue the private route, who want to pay private medical aid with its elevated fees and so on? Is it your feeling that everyone should be compelled to use a state-run health system?
Our position is that if you are prepared to contribute to a single NHI fund, and then you also would like to continue also to pay, to contribute to a private medical aid scheme, you are welcome to do so. But what we are saying is that that NHI fund should not be a multiplayer, which means it should be state-administered. It should not work with the private sector in any shape or form. That is our argument. We are focusing on the fund itself.
Mm.
Because remember, NHI is about transforming the health system of South Africa.
Mm.
And it is intended to ensure that the rich subsidize the poor and the healthy subsidize the sick. But as soon as you introduce a multi-payer system, you will lose that. You will lose a situation where the rich can subsidize the poor, because the rich will continue to do what they currently do.
Mm.
We only currently have less than 8 million people who are covered by medical aid in this country. Out of the population of 55, we have less than 8 million people. And even those people, they get dumped into the public health system as soon as their funds run out.
Mm.
Now you have a government that is subsidizing medical aid schemes because at the end of the day, that government takes over the responsibility as soon as those people cannot continue to pay. So to fix that and to make sure that you actually have a situation where all South Africans have universal healthcare system, we want to follow the model that is in countries like Canada and the UK, where the rich are able to subsidize the poor and the healthy subsidize the sick. But you can't do that if you introduce the model that brings in medical aid schemes into the NHI fund, where they also play a role, especially because currently they are the cause of the inequalities in the health system that we currently witness in the country.
Hmm. Okay, so the minister in response says that he says it's unfortunate that you have spoken out without speaking to him, but he also goes on to say that the NHI will be a process and not an event, that what will happen is that the NHI is going to live alongside medical aid, and it is a process, it's a process of implementation.
Of course, it's unfortunate for him. It's always unfortunate because we are monitoring him. When we met last year and we engaged with him, when we realized that they had introduced the Clinton Health Access Initiative and had actually gotten rid of the people who had conceptualized the NHR, he said the same thing. And the argument we're making is that this is exactly what is wrong with the ANC government, is that you have government departments that are interpreting policy on behalf of the ANC. That is not what the ANC policy says.
Mm. Mm.
And the argument we're making is that in 2014, the ANC made it very clear that they want to create a publicly funded and a publicly administered NHI fund. Now, if the minister, especially because now we have a white paper that has confirmed that position of the ANC, the minister could have easily allowed the ANC National Policy Conference next month to actually help to continue with that interpretation. That is actually at the center of what is wrong with ANC government, is that the ministers and their DGs, they feel they have the right to interpret on behalf of the organization what is it that should be happening, and then end up neutralizing or watering down all of the policies that, by the way, were voted for by the electorate. That is the argument that we're making, to say the minister has got no right to interpret policies.
Mm.
The minister has the right to engage stakeholders equally and make sure that all of that engagement include the ANC itself. I mean, we are doing a countdown. We are weeks before the ANC National Policy Conference. Mm. Why is it that the minister has not waited for that policy conference to introduce this issue and allow this issue to be discussed? And if the ANC decides that that is what it wants, then the ANC be given that opportunity. Because the problem now that we have is that when we campaigned for the ANC, when we voted for the ANC, we understood that we were going to have an NHI fund that would be publicly funded and publicly administered.
So you feel you feel that this is a fundamental departure from what the policy actually states?
Totally. It's a total fundamental departure. In fact, what they are introducing is the South African version of Obamacare. That has failed to, firstly, to put some cost containment, because what it allowed was the private sector to come in. As soon as you introduce the private health, the private sector in the private healthcare system, you are likely to be faced with a situation where you cannot contain costs, because they are there to make money. They are not there to really deliver healthcare. That's the priority. That's the issue that we actually fought for NHI for, because we wanted to transform the private health, the private healthcare sector in a manner that it has been doing business, where they've commodified health. So including, by the way, the public system, public health system that has introduced outsourcing. As soon as we introduced outsourcing in the public health system, that is when everything started to really collapse. Now, the minister is taking us back. That is not how we are supposed to transform the healthcare system.
Absolutely.
To transform the healthcare system, we have to deal with the inequalities and understand that the poor need to be subsidized by the rich and the healthy subsidized by the rich.
Understood. And I presume there will be engagement. I mean, it sounds as if that you are saying that the minister is not engaging you. The minister is saying you are not engaging him.
Well, look, for us, we are going to, the problem is that it's a little bit difficult. Like I said, last year, in 2016, we met him twice.
Mm.
And he made commitments. You just said, now everything is under control. We are going to look into the issues that we have raised, and that will be the end of the story. And then later on, we'll realize that the minister is actually going ahead and doing exactly the opposite of what he promised. So, of course, we are going to continue to engage. We are going to write a letter to him. At the same time, we are going to write to the ANC to find out if is this interpretation of the NHI that is taking place really what they, as an organization that won the mandate of the electorate, from the electorate, is this what they promised the people of South Africa?
Understood. Cesar Pamela.